This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is holding a coronavirus briefing right now. We are tracking exactly what he's saying and doing. And next segment, we'll have some excerpts of that or may go live. It is Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. And I am in a small Texas town where I was going to spend a few days with my children. And I've obviously been working the whole time because the crisis has deepened. And when I was on the edge of town today, they had 10 police cars, mobile command centers, and RVs. And, of course, it's very clear what that's for. They're preparing to lock down the town that I am in. So I was going to be coming back tomorrow. I am now going to be coming back today because the shutdown of the interstate highways, the shutdown of transportation is imminent. We've confirmed that Trump's been discussing it. Came out in the news the day after we told you about that. This is just insane. And remember, the southern border is still unsecured and wide open, and the Democrats say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Europe is being hammered by Turkey, trying to send in millions of military-age men, holding children over fire so they cry, and then running through the troops with them. That is ongoing. Attack boats funded by Soros are just slamming in by the minute. Literally hundreds of boats a day. They're just attacking. And the left's just embracing them, while saying, we've got to lock your cities down. We've got to lock your towns down. We've got to forcibly inoculate you. We've got to take your guns. And now, it's not just Illinois. It's Louisiana. It's California, it's New York, are all announcing you cannot own guns, you cannot transport guns, you cannot buy guns. We're just coming after your guns. It's totally insane. Yes, some towns are saying, we're going to come for your guns now. So, the New Orleans mayor is power grabbing, saying you cannot buy guns, you cannot transport guns, you cannot have a gun in your car. That'll obviously spread the looting and insanity during a lockdown. A lockdown is martial law. And martial law, a lot of times, tends to trigger a breakdown of society. It tends to actually create lawlessness. And so when the police are busy shutting down the roads, well, the criminals then start robbing the houses and going around other ways. So this is a takedown of civilization. It is a total weapon against America. It was launched because we beat the Chi-Coms and the globalists. And they said, you haven't defeated us. No. You will die, quoting from Palpatine. And it's lightning bolts, okay? It's one button. Boop. Release the bioweapon that's man-made. Release the bioweapon that comes back that has the HIV delivery system. And here's the other shocking news. I got in my Rolodex yesterday, and I said, let me just call, trying to be 12 different nurses that I know. And I was able to get a hold of 8 of them. And they all said at their hospitals, there are people that are fighting for their lives that are mainly 45 to 55 and that are super healthy, actually, and are in shape. One guy in Dallas came back from Switzerland on a ski trip. He's been in there over a week and a half fighting for his life in a semi-comatose state right now. And they said it is incredibly painful, and they said it is not like the flu. And so that adds to a lot of folks that are saying this is really deadly. Regardless, it's man-made, and the globalists are behind it, and they are behind the hype, so people better be concerned. But they are shutting down beaches. They are shutting down everything. They are coming for the guns. They are shutting down towns. They are shutting down everything. And now Trump has said this may cause a recession. So Trump is capitulating to the hysteria. I get why he tried to stall it and not let it be an economic weapon against us. Because any way you look at this, this is a big move. Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun. We have the two twin brothers on, Jim Hoff of the Gateway Pundit, his brother who lives in Asia. Joe Hobbs, who has incredible stuff to report to us. They don't think this is as bad as some are saying. And Mike Adams is back on, and so much more today. We also have John Rappaport on. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow is News Today. We are still on air. We are the tip of the spear. Thanks you keeping us here for this crisis. God bless you all. I salute the listeners. You are the resistance. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Everything we always warned you about, the global government using a bioweapon threat to lock down the planet's industry and supply chains. Globalism is world corporate government controlling global supply chains and making countries interdependent so nations are not self-sufficient. And whether it was Ted Turner or Prince Charles or all the big Silicon Valley heads, and the major academic heads, their religion is depopulation. But first they have to herd us into compact cities. First they have to force inoculations on us. First they have to get us into their 5G, 6G control grids in the name of being protected from the new man-made viruses that will now come like hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes. And there'll be weather reports on it. There'll be virus reports. Mark my words. How many times did I tell you in films like Endgame and here on air that you will see first SARS and then the other viruses released out of China so they can always stage the hysteria and the fear because they're authoritarian working with the UN and the globalists to set the precedent for the control, and then they would release more lethal viruses each time to train us to be more and more locked down. And once we're trained to be locked down, then they can release the real mega weapons that actually depopulate by the billions. This is the stated plan. There are no less than 4 articles I read today on InfoWars.com with the video from TV programs in the United States and Germany and France. German state TV celebrates coronavirus for killing off humans. We don't deserve better. And they say the West and the old deserve it. And there are top Twitter and Facebook personalities promoted by the left licking toilet seats on airplanes and in bathrooms, women and men, black and white, saying it's our job to get it and spread it to kill boomers. Spoil. Evil. Millennials. Not all are, but these are. Literally reveling, and it's time to depopulate the boomers. Playing now, not just old off against young, black off against white. Not just all of the male against female, but now the sick and those that can die by those that are younger who don't die as easily. This is beyond Logan's Run. Why do you think it's in all these movies where in the future they kill the old people or they kill the infirm? Why do you think they push it in Time Magazine and Newsweek, the case for killing Granny? Bill Gates has stated all this. I'm telling you, admitted public plans. I have been literally mobbed going to the grocery store or out in the streets in a small town. Almost, when I say mobbed, almost everyone I talk to walks up and says, man, I used to think you were crazy. How did you know about the martial law and the bioweapon? How did you know about it? I'll put it this way. Back in the 1750s or whatever it was, you look at the date, there was a courier. You know, they had mail delivery guys then. Struck by lightning in Germany. And it blew his satchel open. And in it was a big stack of orders, each one going to each member of the Illuminati by Adam Weishaupt, the Jesuit priest, head of the Illuminati, which was this revolutionary group to overthrow. It's a real group. The police were able to use the battle plan to hold it off at least 15 years or so. They were able to launch it later. But the point is, you're asking me, the U.S. broke the Japanese code. That's how we knew at Midway and other places where they'd be. So you're asking me, Jones, how do you keep knowing exactly what's going to happen? They're publicly planning it. They've had to get millions of academics into the club of eugenics. My father never told me about how he was recruited. I knew he was recruited in high school into Plan 2 at UT and a bunch of government stuff. But I told you, it's 13, 14 years ago, he's at my studios on a Sunday. We're going to, or Saturday, we're going to a ballet recital for my children, for my oldest daughter. And my mom comes in, and I've got a big screen TV, and I'm editing, and we're about to go. They have the kids. And they're like, come on, Alex, you're late. And I said, watch this. And I played the intro to Endgame. And my mother goes, David, there's no way it's that evil and that bad. He goes, well, actually, we get in the car to drive the ballet. He goes, no, the head of the botany department that ran the secret program for eugenics, when I got the top test score and the top six tests in Texas, I've been at Plan 2 for 2 years since he was like 14, okay? My dad won a contest, and they sent him an 18-wheeler with a laser to see if he could put that together. And then it was all this whiz kid testing. It was really a government program to get the best kids into the government, not even knowing it. And he said, Carol, it's all true. He laid out the whole plan to us, the six of us, and he bought into it at first, but later got out of it in college. But the point is that this is the plan, folks, okay? This is the operation. And they plan on, after they fluoridated you and vaccinated you and stunned you and mesmerized you with the TV and put you in a trance, on killing you. On killing you. But they've got to weaken you and make sure you're not going to panic too bad when they kill you. So they have to train you to shelter in place. They have to train you to wait where you're at so that they can put viruses in you that are binary so that later they can turn on 5G. This is documented in studies, or other systems that resonate and trigger the virus, or they can put a chemical in the water that then activates the virus. They've got a lot of different ways to do it. It's all on record. Look up binary weapons. So we're already the walking dead. Most of us are going to be dead in a year, 2 years, 5 years. It's 2020. We told you that their plan by 2020 was to begin to launch a depopulation. My God, they carved it on the Georgian guidestones. While it's still available for free online, end game blueprint for global enslavement. End game blueprint for global enslavement. And in game two, which is also free, which they deleted off the internet, the phase two total extermination. End game, phase two, total extermination. I interviewed the professors and scientists who blew the whistle on it. They had government documents, like Dr. Kaufman, he died a few years ago, where in the 60s they said we'll have transgenderism and sterilize all the males. We'll make it cool to sterilize boys. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is their rollout. And Trump tried to oppose it, actually. He tried to block it. He tried to stop the hysteria, but now it's done. The corporations, the media, the big tech, the sports teams, all the virtue signalers, all the trendies, all the people that own the hotels and the resorts, they all are buying into it to shut the economy down and to be good little globalist servants. And so when we come back, I'm going to get Owen Schroeder's take on all this, but it's on. It's on, and they're going to set the precedent to forcibly inoculate you, take your guns, everything else. At the same time, battle to make sure you don't learn about the known antivirals that are in the environment and have been known in the government's own studies and they're going to make sure you don't know, and you eat all your white bread and eat your GMO and get all your chemicals so you're good and stupid and dumb and die. So everyone's getting into the fun of being scared and all this right now. They're going to kill you and your family. All you bureaucrats watching and listening think this is all fun and you're part of the government, you're part of the power. You're going to die too. Everybody dies under the New World Order. Except maybe 0.1% that believe they're going to merge with machines and have made deals with this interdimensional thing that gave them all the technology. That's in mainline news too. Elon Musk talks about it. You can't make a deal with these aliens, okay? And the Bible tells you about and ever get off the planet, okay? You're all dead. You all made a deal with Satan, the fallen one, fell from space. You made a deal. This ain't a John Carpenter movie from 1982. This is the real deal. Now, we've got the transmission from the big guy how to beat this. And we're going to beat it in the end. But most of you are going to die. Now, remember, this will blow over. It'll have hundreds of thousands of deaths, whatever. But you'll be trained to lock down, and then the next thing comes in a year or two. And then the next one. And then one hits that's billions. And you all sit in your houses and die. And the drones are all out with weapons to make sure you don't leave your house. It's all a robot takeover, interdimensional plan, blueprint, given to traitors, collaborators with Satan against humanity and Christ. I'm Alex Jones. This is the truth. This is the emergency transmission. Receive it or die.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And so we are entering the end game. I tried to go out of town a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and things were so big, I came back early, was gone 3 days. So my wife said, hey, how about we just go to a small town at a resort, walk around the woods with the kids, we'll hang out at the lake, whatever. And I said, okay. Then obviously, as soon as I got outside of town, I had to call the crew here because just things are deteriorating so quickly. Driving into town this morning, 10 police cars at the city limit, big mobile testing units, RVs. It's martial law. They're getting ready for it. And they're going to lock down cities. They're going to test you for a fever. This is very serious. This is the end game. And I know I just went right to the end of the end game. Because if you study the globalists and what they say, Silicon Valley are not atheists. They believe they're going to become ascendant and live forever when they're able to merge themselves into an AI cloud, is the main theory, where their consciousness is put into a highly compressed dust, that their whole consciousness is then in a piece of dust. And then that is then put into the atmosphere, and that consciousness is with us and controls us. Now, I've covered that on air a good 10 years before Johnny Depp had his movie Transcendence. And I'll never forget, I was sitting there with people in the movie theater, some of the crew, and I leaned over and I said, watch. I hadn't read the spoilers. I said, watch, he'll become dust. And sure enough, he becomes dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's supposedly his death. You know, he dies, but he becomes the dust. And becomes, and you go to Adam, God, you know, takes the dust and makes him, and then takes a rib out of Adam and makes her. I mean, it's all just counterfeit Antichrist crap. These people believe it. And remember, about a year after I was first on Joe Rogan, Elon Musk went on and said everything I was saying, and people were really freaked out. The globalists believe they live forever. They believe the interdimensional contact with beings. These people are crazy. They are in contact with really bad stuff. Or you can call it a mass psychosis of the establishment. They don't want to die. And they believe merging with machines will make them God. But for whatever reason, they need to kill everybody in the process. Owen Schroyer is here. I'm going to have the Hoff brothers on from GatewayPundit.com, Jim Hoff. His brother Joe Hoff has been in Wuhan during all this. He's been in Hong Kong, Taiwan. He's been in Australia. He's his twin brother. And he can tell you firsthand what he saw. They think it's being hyped up. I think it's fair to get the perspective. Mike Adams thinks they're wrong, says their math is wrong. Well, we're going to have Mike popping in as well. And then I haven't had Rappaport on who thinks it's a hoax. I'm trying to be fair and show both sides. But all of that is academic. The hysteria and the lockdown of the economy, while the border still stays wide open, is martial law, is the end of free society, and shows anybody can release a designer bioweapon that if it kills anybody, there's total hysteria and we all run off the cliff like a bunch of lemmings. So let's go to Owen Schroyer, who's doing a great job I mean, traffic cop here, and also he's got the war room coming up 3 p.m. today. Owen, what's your take on the latest developments? The announcements of no gun purchases, no gun transfers, no traveling with guns, forced inoculations ready in Europe, starting the trials of the vaccine, of course, both Bill and Melinda Gates have it ready. I mean, this is the New World Order striking back, and Trump tried to kill the hype, but this whole corporate move controlling the supply chain and global governance against him is really illustrative of what we're really all up against.
Well, I've been going through all the news here, Alex, while I've been listening to you, and I think it's clear to decipher between what we know and what we don't know. What do we know? They are moving forward with some serious plans here, which we've known about because they've been trying to buy up all these emergency food and all these supplements. So they've been preparing for the worst on the back end for about a month now. InfoWars has been reporting it. Now they're bringing it to the front lines. We're seeing bars, nightclubs shut down, cities going into lockdown. They're clearing Bourbon Street. They're clearing downtown areas. And so this is the move to stall the economy. So you have the fear coming from the threat of a virus being hyped up by the media, so people will give up their freedoms willingly over the fear of the virus. And then you have the economic shutdown, all the leagues, professional leagues being shut down.
Well, I'm glad you said that. They're now saying in Europe they're going to nationalize the companies, and the government's going to take the companies over and merge in pure fascism. That's fascism, by the way, folks. This is so incredible. The government coordinates and runs the companies, but they're still private. This is the big fascist coming out. The left always goes from left to then fascism historically. That's the plan. You just said the key there, Owen, that is actually 8 weeks ago that they started hoarding the food and buying it all up and the medicines. We started telling people almost 8 weeks ago. And then now that the establishments run to their already built underground bunkers with all their armored fortresses in the mountains all over the world, now they're telling us they're going to shut everything off for us. And, oh, that's the other big thing. Everybody that orders horrible food from us has either already gotten it, or My Patriot has it, and it'll be shipped when they said to you. They had to cut food orders today, any future orders, because all the other big supply chains are dead. All the big companies have bought up whatever was left, and they just don't feel confident in getting it to people with any new future orders too far out in the future. So the supply chains are breaking down, and the food is running out, brother. And they're on the news, because we go, this is high-level industrial knowledge. On the news, they're telling you that everything's fine, there's plenty of food. It's a damn lie.
Well, and as you can see, the panic that has engulfed individuals here, for whatever reason, toilet paper becomes the go-to thing. Police are now guarding sections. The toilet paper sections now have police security. Oh, you can only buy two rolls. And then people that are just in their normal routine who say, okay, I'm going to buy, you know, eight rolls of toilet paper every 2 weeks or whatever, they can't even get toilet paper. So it's like a weird response. We've really seen how unprepared the average individual is for something like this. And then,
well, it shows the mind control. They're not trying to get what you'll really make money off of in a crisis is liquor, cigarettes, medicine, things like that. They're not worried about firearms or ammo. But notice the establishment's moving in on firearms, alcohol, and things they know folks are really going to want, which means there's really going to be a long lockdown. Because believe me, folks, when the drunks and the drug addicts figure out that there ain't no more Jack Daniels or Miller Lite, it's going to explode.
Well, and Alex, let's, in the final minute here, get down to brass tacks, which is, I think, what you're focusing on here, and it's so difficult to really say with the power, the brevity in words, but this is what we've been expecting. This is the globalist swinging for the fence.
This is the exact globalist profile, and it's a man-made virus. They did the Disease X profile. They did the tabletop, 65 million dead 4 months ago. They had all the shows roll out on time. It's all synthetic, all dolled up, all dressed up like the prom. I mean, it is 100% their move.
And the beauty of it is, though, Alex, it's leaving a window of opportunity for America and for Trump to realize it, because more people are tuning in to InfoWars probably right now. And by the way, this is why they wanted us off YouTube, because let me tell you something, Alex. The sports world is tuning into InfoWars right now with no matches going on. The world that's not going to bars and all this stuff, they're tuning in to InfoWars. They couldn't have us on YouTube because we're filling the void that the people don't trust fake news. That's why people are still going to bars and gyms, because they don't buy the hysteria, because the fake news is so proven fake.
That's right, brother. Absolutely. And I'll tell you the next page, the hysteria, when we come back and I'll stop it. Kahneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think is really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking out of my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops. She says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars, Infowars, Infowars.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Lines at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and DrudgeReport.com claim 86% of people with virus are walking around undetected. 18 months of social distancing. 18 months now. The end of civilization. It's not just into the summer now. It's forever, you see. We all live in our houses, and big tech teaches us the new way of life, and drones deliver us our food. Stranded travelers struggle to get home as borders close. Life in San Francisco screeches to a halt and a mid shutdown. It's a ghost town. This is our generation's greatest threat. L.A. releasing inmates despite dire warnings. Some refuse to give up routines. De Blasio considering shelter-in-place edict. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Martial law. New Yorkers hit favorite restaurants one last time. USA sees highest 24-hour death toll increase. Tempers fray. Casinos want bailout. Hospitals first in the nation to only treat coronavirus patients. Psychologists science-based trips for emotional resilience. Banks pressured as clients scramble for cash. Upside-down world of negative rates coming for the saver. GDP could plunge 10%. Economists warn. Free money gains bipartisan support. Oh, talk about the socialism of the people, but the government merging with companies. Fascism. Cash for the people. Stock market could shorten hours. Recession or depression. The White House is now talking about Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says financial markets will stay open, but could shorten trading hours. And it just goes on. Iran warns virus could still kill millions in Islamic Republic. Puerto Rico under 24-hour isolation. All these governments want to use this for control. Trump bucked it. Joining us now, 15 minutes to the next hour, well, Jim Hoff's popping in and introduces his twin brother, Joe Hoff, who works and was in Hunan and has been all over the region during this to give us his analysis of this. I know Mike Adams has written an article saying their math is wrong, that this is that the flu is not more deadly. He'll be able to pop in later, but I'm more interested in talking to Joe Hoff about what he's witnessed in Asia, being in Hunan during all this. But first, Jim Hoff, give us your take on all this, then we'll introduce your brother next segment.
Great, Alex. Good to be with you. Obviously, Joe and I are both big fans of InfoWars, and I'm really pleased to introduce Joe today. Joe is based in Hong Kong. He's a top executive in East Asia. He travels around Asia from Japan to China, Shanghai, and Beijing. He goes to Korea. He goes to Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, New Zealand, where he does audits of top companies. Detailed audits is what he is in charge of. That is his job. Joe, as you recall, back in the 2016 election, it was Joe Hoff who predicted 20 days out, the exact day when Ted Cruz would be eliminated from the primary. And we were 100% right on that. We were 20 days early. And Joe's math actually ended up being only a few delegates off in totals. So this is my brother. He's been helping me at Gateway Pundit for several years. He's been my biggest fan. And Joe also was in Hubei province, where Wuhan is. His wife is from that area. He's been through Wuhan several times. He was in Hubei province this year in January, and he actually believes that his family came under, that they were afflicted by this coronavirus. He also is in Hong Kong. The numbers from Hong Kong, you must listen to Joe when he describes the numbers from Hong Kong. And finally, we put up three very important posts. Joe found this today. The source of the 3.4% mortality rate is coming from the WHO Secretary General, that guy from Ethiopia. He's the one who first said 3.4% death rate for coronavirus. He has the world in a global panic because he misrepresented his numbers. Joe will be able to explain this. We also put up a post today. I hope your readers check out and listeners and viewers. And that is, we put the corona death numbers today. The numbers are increasing, and we respect Mike Adams tremendously. He's a friend of ours, and we will see in the next few weeks, you know, how severe this coronavirus will get. But as of right now, the worst day of coronavirus deaths is below the average flu deaths per day in the year. And it's also lower than the average number of AIDS deaths per day, per year. So we're looking at something that's been contrived at this point. We will see in the coming weeks in respect to Mike Adams. But at this point, we are not seeing anything that should have brought this country to its knees like it has. And I blame all of that like you do and your great reporters like Owen Schroyer and Paul Joseph Watson and all of your excellent reporters there. for pointing to the media who has created this crisis.
Well, what about, I want to go to your brother next segment and stay with us till then so you can introduce him again, but and he'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. He'll have the floor. We're really fascinated to hear what he has to say. We've been reading what he's had to say at thegatewaypundit.com. What about Tucker Carlson? I really respect him. I confirmed with Tucker last night that he did go, that news report, the New York Times is accurate, because I don't usually believe the New York Times, that he did go to Mar-a-Lago and meet Trump weeks and weeks ago and said, listen, you got to at least say there's a problem because they're going to say you didn't respond, and that he was instrumental in pushing Trump over the edge. We pushed Trump to say, you know, have a bigger response so the left wouldn't blame him for, you know, for anything that happened. We could see they were trying to frame the president. As soon as he said, okay, I'll block flights from Europe, they took the bait and said, how dare you, and tried to block it. So I think he's mitigated some of that. But I don't want to go too far in this hysteria.
Right.
I'm literally looking at checkpoints being set up. They're not closed the roads yet, but two roads come into town where I'm at in Texas, outside Austin. There are up to 10 police cars and dump trucks and, you know, all these others, the fire trucks, all this stuff, and mobile command centers, RVs, ready to block the roads. They're out there right now with fire department and nurses. So I've got to get off the air here and let Owen take over soon and get my family and get back to Austin, because they're going to shut all the cities down. They're not just going to shut interstate down, folks. They're getting ready, and they're waiting for the president's order. I've confirmed this from Connecticut and California, my law enforcement, military, and legal sources, that they're telling them all get ready to shut down not just state borders, ladies and gentlemen, but towns. This is insane.
Right. And Bill de Blasio, by the way, will still go to the gym, though. So it's only the little peons who lose their jobs. And the middle class and the poor who are going to suffer the most, as it usually is. I agree with Tucker Carlson in the fact that he pushed Trump to take this decisive action, and that is because Trump is in a no-win situation. If he bucked the media, if he confronted the fake news media and said that they're full of crap, which of course they always are, then every death would have been blamed on Donald Trump for the next months and months. Donald Trump would go down as a coronavirus president. And so what he did was the right decision. He's doing everything that they hoped he wouldn't do so that they could take him down. Instead, he's looking like a leader right now. And in the next couple days, maybe a week, maybe two, he needs to look at the real numbers and then re-decide and make another decision what's best for the country.
That's right, exactly. He can't get stampeded now. He's doing a great balancing act. He wasn't doing enough earlier. We warned him, and now they jumped the gun. Now the Democrats, I'm sure you know, have been celebrating it, hoping it brings down the economy, hoping it kills the boomers. What a sickening group of anti-human trash.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, and I know you're seeing this yourself, Trump has lost zero supporters, zero. No one has left his base because he has done everything that he could to help the country. He's done a phenomenal job. It's just a shame that there are all these forces against him. We call this coup 3.0, because, of course, this is the first time that the deep state is trying to take him out.
You're right. It's the globalists, the big corporations, to create a wall of hysteria that the president doesn't block them bringing down the economy. It's his fault. So now he's chosen, think of how bad it would be, Jim, in closing. We'll come back with your brother. Think of how bad it would be. But hold on. Hold on. I have this one question, then your brother will take over the next few segments. But what would it be like right now, Jim Hoff, you're a smart guy. I want your opinion on this. I respect it. If Hillary would have won, you know they were going to use this playbook regardless. GatewayPundit.com, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. Jim Hoff and his brother, who lives over in Hong Kong, are on the other side. You don't want to miss this exclusive information. Tell everyone about the show to break big tech censorship blockade. Spread the links now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting worldwide on this emergency Tuesday, March 17th transmission. Jim Hoft has been absolutely on target, threading the needle here. Trump had to respond to the massive hysteria where they would say every death was his fault. As Stalin said, one death is a tragedy, 10,000 is a statistic. And we pushed him hard to have a bigger response because it was clearly a big organized synthetic hysteria. How deadly the virus was, we're not sure. But it's gone down from 15% and lands it down to a couple percent. Couple percent, still devastating. Joe Hoft is his twin brother, who's an executive in Asia, who was inside Wuhan and other areas during this crisis. But Jim, just in closing, what would have happened if Hillary was in power? We know they've had this disease X ready. They've had the tabletop exercises with Bill and Melinda Gates last year. All the movies coming out right on time, all the Netflix shows about pandemics. We could see their big rollout. It's like a race war rollout, yeah. And Russiagate rollout, failed. You can see all the programming there. So we know it's synthetic as plastic fruit, or as a Zimbabwean note, or a Weimar Republic note. But just in closing, if Hillary would have been here, they were still going to play this card, I think, what would be happening now, and then introduce your brother to us again.
Right. Thank you, Alex. If Hillary was in charge right now, it would be a completely different picture that we'd be looking at. Donald Trump is the only global leader, not just American leader in history, but global leader that had the guts to shut down traffic from China, but no one else would. And he got ridiculed for that. And then he shocked us all when he shut down the traffic from Europe, and that became the central base for this disease. So no other leader would have done that. Hillary would have had open borders. You know that. We would have had thousands and thousands of people flooding in. And China, they never would have banned the flights from China like Donald Trump did. We'd be looking at a complete disaster if Hillary was president today. And as far as my twin brother goes, I would like to add, Joe travels around the globe. He sits on board meetings. He's a vice president of one of the top 250 companies in the world. We did check. He knows several actuaries who a lot of insurance companies use to base their numbers for, so that they make sure they make number that they make a profit each year. Joe works with these people. And we did check with an actuary this week when we put up our post first. But Joe also was in Hubei province. He has some very interesting things to say about China's healthcare, and he also has firsthand information of what's going on in Hong Kong today.
All right, thank you so much, Jim Hobbs of GatewayPundit.com. Let's go to your brother, sir. Thanks for being here. Start wherever you'd like. We really appreciate you coming on. Are you in Hong Kong right now?
Yes, I am. It's a it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning right now. So we're about 12 hours ahead of you there and on the East Coast. So it's, it's a pleasure to be here, Alex. Really happy to be here. It's a real honor. It's great to see Jim. Every time I see Jim, I smile. So it's nice to see Jim here as well. And thanks for the nice introduction, Jim. I guess maybe what triggered this invite, Alex, was the post that we put up yesterday. And, Jim and I are real close. We're twin brothers. We're identical twin brothers. And we talk all the time. And Jim started his website years ago, as you know, and has built that into one of the biggest websites in the U.S. and one of the biggest conservative for sure. Columbia Journalism Review rated Jim's website one of the top four conservative websites in the U.S. during the 2016 election. InfoWars was right up there as well, Alex, as you well know. And Harvard did a similar study. I think they might even use the same data. I think the purpose of their studies back then was to point out that there was fake news, and this is why Hillary lost, and it was the total opposite, as you know. The fake news was our media, and people broke through that media through websites like InfoWars and the Gateway Pundit, and we helped save America. And we can't thank you enough for all that you've done over the years. And I tell you what, one of your greatest strengths is finding some of the greatest talent out there. And Jim and I are great fans of some of the guys that work with you, including Owen and our individual from the UK, Mr. Watson, who actually happened to be out here in Hong Kong not long ago. I reached out to him and weren't able to connect, but really think they're just fantastic guys, too. So anyways, shout out to the InfoWars and all the great work you do. The point of today, probably more than anything, is to talk about, obviously, the coronavirus and what a scam and a sham it is. And I guess, as I said to Jim earlier tonight, it reminds me more of the Mueller investigation than probably anything else, you know. This is a sham. It put President Trump in a very difficult spot again. He's handling it great, but it's also built on a bunch of lies. And this is what we pointed out yesterday in a post. The number that's been floating around in the mainstream since, and I tied it today overnight to since early March, came from the WHO, the World Health Organization. And they came up, and there was a presentation by the head of the head of the WHO, where he said in early March that the coronavirus, the fatality rate on the coronavirus was 3.4%. And that shocked everybody and scared the heck out of everybody. And so, if you think three or four out of every person living, is going to die, that's how I think a lot of people took it. The facts are he was using data based on actual counts at that time. Now, the thing that was most disturbing, and we put it up in a follow-up post this morning, was that his next sentence, he said, but the flu gets only 0.1% of fatality. And so when he put those two together, obviously the average person is going to compare the flu to the coronavirus and assume that this coronavirus is at 3.4% where the flu is only 0.1. Now, both those numbers are somewhat accurate in with the data that we have today, but he convoluted them. And I'm glad you're putting this chart up here. This is what we did yesterday, and in the far right column, we talk about the seasonal flu in the U.S. and we compare the data that's out there from the CDC to the WHO. And what we can see is what they did, and what this individual did from the WHO is he compared apples to oranges. And so let me explain. According to the CDC, there's about 22,000 deaths over this past year.
Let me just stop you real quick, Joe, let me stop you. I know you're in Hong Kong, and so we may have to reconnect with you, or maybe it's my connection where I'm at. I'm also remote. Let me ask the network, is he clear? So his Skype is clear. Okay, well, let's reconnect with him. We're going to break anyways here in 2 minutes. Let's reconnect with him. This is so critical. He was in Wuhan. He was in that province. He was there. His wife is from that area. He's an executive at a major Fortune 250 company on the bottom, half of that rung, which is the top half. And he's a smart guy. He's well known. I read his articles and reports. So we really want to hear from him on what he actually witnessed there. There's no doubt they're moving this against Trump. There's no doubt they're hoping it brings down the economy. They're on record. And for me, that's the most incredible thing is, if I went on air, and I don't think this, but if I went on air and said, I hope this destroys America, and there's too many people, I hope it kills a bunch of boomers, my career would be over. It should be. In fact, if you saw me on the street, I'm not usually for violence, but if somebody's calling for everybody to die, they deserve to get punched in the nose, okay? But that's how insane all of this has gotten. And they're the ones that are the villains. They're the ones that are anti-human. They're the depopulation UN. They're the Chi-Coms. I don't believe a damn thing comes out of them. But Joe Hoff was there. We're going to come back from break. Please remember, we're listener supported. We can't ship storable food to you now. All the food you ordered, you'll get. But the food chain's done. They can't get more. It's devastating. That's behind-the-scenes stuff we'll talk about next hour. But we have the supplements in stock. You order the turmeric. It's so good for you. You order the silver gargle. You order the super blue toothpaste that has the nano silver in it. The super silver toothpaste sold out, the whitening toothpaste. You order the X2, the X3. We have it now, and it ships within a day. We're about a day behind. So you order on a Tuesday, we ship it out on a Thursday. We're about a day behind right now. Some days we're shipping out the same day, but we're a little bit behind one day. But we've got it all in stock in our warehouse in Texas. And they're going to have deliveries still rolling during this lockdown. This is to train us to be slaves. But they'll still have deliveries going, at least for now. You want to get your products in your body and defending yourself and boosting you and your family's overall redundancy in your cells and your body is so critical. And all these products are top of the line and very high quality. You also need water filtration system. We have the Alexa Pure, highest rated, the Pro Pure, in our warehouse, in the warehouses, ready to ship you now. InfoWarsStore.com and it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on the air. Take action and protect your family today. Second hour, straight ahead.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.